Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. The past few months have given us all an opportunity to look at where we live with fresh and appreciative eyes. The notion of home is no longer just the place we drop into at the end of the day. More than ever, it's our refuge, where we seek comfort and calm. It's the center of our lives. So how do we attain that peaceful state of mind when our homes have also become our workplace, our school, and our full-service restaurant? How do we maintain that calm when the kitchen's always open and the dishes just seem to keep stacking up? The answer, as with anything else, is to have a system. In this episode, we'll talk to an expert who shares research on how cleaning can actually be a mood-enhancing experience. And she'll even give us tips on how to rethink doing our dishes, changing it from a chore to a calming and positive experience. Now, there's no question that we're spending more time in the kitchen these days. One study showed that 54% of Americans are cooking more. And of course, we've all heard how the newfound urge to bake has led to a flour shortage. All that kitchen time, of course, means more dishes to clean. But what if we could see doing dishes as a positive experience rather than a task to be dreaded? Turns out that the act of dishwashing can be soothing, even meditative, and a real mood-boosting experience. We spoke to Morgan Brashear, Scientific Communications Manager at P&G, and she shared with us some research on how cleaning can lift your spirits. Here's what she had to say.
We at P&G have been interested in the impact cleaning has on mood for the past few years. In fact, we conducted a study back in 2018 to see just how correlated the two things are. What we found was that overwhelmingly, cleaning has a positive impact on mood, with participants citing greater feelings of determination, inspiration, and pride from the task, and significantly lower feelings of jitteriness, nerves, and hostility. And actually, 100% of participants agreed that cleaning brings about a peace of mind and a sense of control over one's environment, which is especially important right now when so much is out of our control. One study participant even cited that she found it really soothing just seeing a mess kind of like disappear. She also liked the sound of scrubbing and the bubbles. And she said, I don't know, I just think that I find that very soothing.
I also asked Morgan for some advice on how to keep clean to keep that positive state of mind. She shared a strategy on how to make the whole process faster and more efficient. She also shared some new ways to use everyday dish soap to keep your kitchen clean and safe.
Many people find that the easiest way to stay on top of dishes when they're cooking more at home right now is to use what we call the clean-as-you-go method. For example, cleaning up prep dishes while your meal is still cooking not only saves you time, but prevents your dishes from piling up in the sink to tackle later. More than 60% of people in the U.S. say that they clean as they go, making it so popular that we created a product specifically designed to make that job easier, Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. It provides the fastest and easiest clean so you can get back to the things you love and actually want to be doing. This new formula works as a spray foam to start cleaning dishes on contact with no water needed until the final rinse. So if you're cleaning as you go, there's no need to fill up the sink with water. You can just spray, wipe, and rinse to get out of the kitchen faster. You can use Dawn to clean more than just dishes. Use your dish soap and warm water to clean down the sink and the surrounding cabinets and countertops after each use. Also, if you have a garbage disposal, you can freshen it as well by pouring a squirt of Dawn into the drain and letting it sit for about 30 seconds, and then run the disposal with water in it for a few minutes until all the suds have disappeared.
Clean as you go. Now that's a habit I'm definitely going to adopt. And I love the quote about being soothed by the bubbles while washing dishes. It puts washing dishes in a whole new light. So here's something good for today. Our homes mean more to us now than ever, and our kitchens have become the center of our lives. So it's important to maintain a sense of calm and quiet pride in them. The first step to doing that is having a simple system, like clean as you go. And it's great to remember that the very act of cleaning is in fact a mood-boosting experience. It's a wonderful opportunity to turn an everyday experience into something positive. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.